The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome in. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. I'm really not liking the sunlight beaming in here. I think something needs to be done because I look so goddamn pale. Just not comfortable with it. I mean, I'll make it through today, but I'm seeing myself and I'm disgusted. And I didn't fix my hair. And if I do a show without fixed hair, that's clearly my priorities are off today. Fridays, we start the show at about this time. Typically, Monday through Thursday, it's like an hour later. But the radio show ends an hour earlier on Friday. Guess who forgot that? So I'm wrapping up what is my final segment of the Insane Asylum, not knowing that it is my final segment. So I'm putting the wraps on it, doing the birthday club, wishing everybody a happy birthday. And I'm looking forward to the next hour. I'm going to play some great tunes as the tune man. I might even play some requests. Tell a witty anecdote here or there. You know, full Zane-tunian mode on the old radio show. I get done with the segment and I'm like, God, I'm killing it today. And then I realize the show's over. Maureen says, I wondered if you forgot, Eric, because you didn't sign off. No, I was like, all right, coming up next hour, we got this, that, and the other thing. Turns out that at 9 a.m., the radio station does a thing called Northern Focus. And smack dab in the middle of the morning show, like JC takes over and does like a talk show. Now, I don't ask questions. I'm not like question asker. I'm not one to say, hey, why are you doing that? I don't do that. This is their radio station. They run it like they want. I am a contracted employee. I am not involved in the day-to-day decision making. I do not provide my opinion unless I am asked of it. I am brought in to do a job, and that is the Insane Asylum, to the best of my abilities. And then if that means 1 hour less per week, well, then so be it. Have at it. So JC takes over, and that's too bad because I wanted to bust JC's balls. JC is my foil on the radio station. He has been for almost 5 years. You forget, I've been on that radio station for 4.5. Well, it'll be 5 years this summer. So I go back with JC and have been busting his gigantic balls for years. He's absolutely enormous, by the way. He's like 6'5" and as thick as a wall. Not only like his body, but his brain. So I was really, really geared up to ripping him a new asshole from 9 to 10. And then it was all ripped from me because I forgot he's got his talk show. But that's okay. I had some hilarious moments of stupidity on the show today where like a button wasn't pushed. You got a little bit of, when that happens with me, I always acknowledge it. I always go, what? Uh-oh. Oops. Oh, how embarrassing. I got to do that again. And I think that's part of the charm. At least that's what I say to myself to help myself sleep. Kenny is here. He writes, hey, it's my son's 25th birthday today. I just thought everyone should know. Chris steals my thunder. I was going to say it first. He goes, will you get more than 5 words out of him today? Hey, Derek, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. What are you going to do for your birthday?
Nothing.
How you feel?
Awesome.
You won't talk to me anymore?
No, thank you.
Megan says, Derek talked in Michigan, didn't he? I don't know. I was too busy throwing up from the one chip challenge. Do you remember that? Kenny says, hey, man, he's actually leaving for a month. April is going to be weird. Is it like a solitude vacation or something like that? You all play some... Chris writes, you won't play some Fortnite, Derek? Oh, fuck yeah, Dad! What was I going to say? When I said that all I was doing was puking when Derek was here, that's a callback to that goddamn one-chip challenge, which has, since all that, has, like, killed people. Ben Glaze, myself, and Lurch did the one-chip challenge, and man, did that make me sick. Oh, it was so bad. Could not stop vomiting. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. I wonder if they went out of business after that kid died. Like some kid ate the chip, and then he died. Remember when Ben did the Death Nut Challenge a day? He got the co-host spot. Yeah. We thought we were going to make it happen. Little did we know, the end was near. A year later, your old pal EZ and Ben are out in the cold. All right. So that was kind of weird. I've been communicating with this guy on Patreon who... He signed up for the free one, and I think he just signed up to, like, say mean things. I talked about it before. I posted something at early on during the... I think he signed up on the 22nd, and so you get the 7 days free. And so he signs up, and he immediately lowers the boom and says a bunch of mean shit, and clearly he's... not a fan. He's just there to insult, which, well, all right, whatever. I don't care. Because he did what I suggested, sign up for it and cancel it. And I went and looked him up. I go, okay, there he is. He signed up. He immediately canceled it. So he's getting his money's worth. And so every so often I look at the Patreon app and there's a message from the person. Now, just by coincidence, I think, the person is going by the name of Greg with 3 G's. But I have no idea if I'm fairly certain this would not be Neuenfeld. Super Swoops. But this Greg writes, because I was talking on the Patreon about Q100 and the drama about the sign, which really wasn't drama. At the time, I was like, oh no, this is the end. They're going to hate me. And like, no, you can't have our sign up there. We didn't realize, long story short, JC was well aware of the fact that I say words like cock, but JC's boss, his wife, was not. So she's like, and she's got a really deep voice. She's got a great voice. She's like, Eric, yeah, you got to take that sign down. Why?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you said cock. I go, she goes, no, I don't know the context. I go, well, I think I do. I'm sure it wasn't great. I can't think of too many ways that cock has an appropriate context. So I'm fairly certain I was saying the word suck my before it. Or you suck before it. Or the word face after it. Or sucker after it. Those are probably the contexts that I was saying cock. But it's just hilarious just to hear, yeah, Eric, you say cock. So I was talking about that yesterday, that funny story. And I was talking about how in the back of my mind, there's the concern of if will they ever hold something against me if I say something on the podcast? Will I make it on Q100 because of that? And she assured me it was not a problem. Just doesn't want the sign up. And I go, all right, I get it. So I felt good about it afterwards, and it was fine. But during that discussion yesterday, this dude, if it's a dude, I don't know who the fuck it is, goes by Greg on Patreon, who I've gotten a lot of mileage out of these conversations, so that kind of makes me happy, wrote, Q100 is not going to work out because you exaggerate and take advantage and embellish and lie about your content. You sound like someone begging for attention by doing anything. Well, that last sentence, you sound like someone begging for attention by doing anything. That's kind of how I've rolled for however long that I've been alive. So, who doesn't? You're goddamn right I'm begging for attention. That's how I eat. If I don't get attention, I don't pay my bills. So I am, I absolutely need some goddamn attention. That's why I say words like cock. As for, it will not work out because you exaggerate and take advantage and embellish. No, I would say that those are all three things that enable storytelling. The words exaggerate, take advantage, and embellish are all positives. You need those things if you want to be a success in any type of storytelling. But what do I know? I mean, the fuck? I have no clue what I'm doing, right? Slash lie about your content. I don't know what you mean by lie. I'm going to need more examples. I don't lie about anything. But if I did and you pointed it out and I did, I'd say, yeah. Okay, yeah, I definitely lied about that. So whoever this person is really trying to be clever and went ahead and got the 7-day free to listen to some of my stuff and to pathetically communicate through the Patreon app with some blasts. I responded, I'm just glad you're here. Thank you for your support. So, if it works out where I have a long, illustrious career at Q100, just remember you were wrong. And no response. So, who knows who this is? My dream world would be, it is Neuenfeld, but I sincerely doubt it. Chris says, it sounds like Neuenfeld to me. Rich says, it's the hurricane pissed about the booby ban. I don't think so. Mike says, plausible deniability. So you were talking about roosters? By the way, great suggestion today from Mike in Western Massachusetts, who wanted to hear a song that I've never heard before. I mean, I've heard Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen. It's a wonderful song. But did you know that the band did that song? And boy, was it good. Incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Molly is here. Molly has written and sent her email to your old pal EZ. And the interesting thing about Molly is, well, first of all, she found the show because of my pal Tyler Glenn. Tyler Glenn is the radio guy out of Winnipeg who he reached out to me and said, "Hey, oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, my name is Tyler Glenn, eh? And like, I saw that you started a show after your radio career. Well, the rug just got pulled out from under me, eh? How do you do it? If you got time, let me know." So I immediately reached out to him. We became fast friends. And over a period of months, I was like, okay, you want to avoid this. You want to do this. You want to avoid this. You want to do this. And he did it. He published. And he's still at it to this day. So that is so cool. She indicates in her email that I had, and now I can't find. God damn it. Because there's something really interesting about her. Greetings, EZ. My name is Molly. Here's the part that I went, oh my God, I am 26, 27 on April 20th. Pause right there. That means that I have a moment in time in my brain where I did not know Molly at all. I still really don't know Molly other than this email and seeing her name on here and communicating with all of us and making friends and all that. But what this means is that when I was... the day that I was at the hospital with Pooh Bear on April 19th, 1997, Pooh Bear gives birth to Jackie. And while I'm already getting sass from her 1 second after she's born, precisely 24 hours after that, Molly was born. So think of that. One day after, I always think about these things, it's almost like cosmic, you know? It's like, where was I when this happened? So when this young lady was born, I was rocking Jacqueline in the nursery. Unless I'm getting that wrong, because you said that you'll turn 27 on April 20th. Well, my Jackie turns 27 on April 19th. So that's incredible. Unless I'm getting that wrong. You were born in the year 1997, correct? If that's the case, then all of this is the way I just said it. Originally from Ohio, now lives in Wisconsin. I discovered Tyler Glenn's stream while seeking an alternative to a radio show. Tyler occasionally mentioned you. And which piqued my interest. I thought, maybe I'd enjoy this individual, given Tyler's affable nature. Around came December, he raided your Twitch channel, and I began occasionally joining the streams. Tyler had mentioned you were starting a new radio show back on the radio. I began tuning in and have since enjoyed the shows. Okay. All right. So that's cool. I love that. Very, very cool. All right, what did I want to talk about today? I know I'm forgetting something. Oh. So the health update. You know, I've gotten far enough in this industry by not giving a shit about what is embarrassing. And just let it fly. Let it fly, pick up the pieces. Too much information, be damned. All right? Nothing stops me. In the last 24 hours, I heard from an old pal of mine named John back in the high school days who said, yeah, my balls used to hurt too, and I tried this. And he gives me like a stretch. He says, yeah, it was nothing more than like a weak hip or something. I go, I don't think I have a weak hip. But thank you. But everything's fine. Everything's fine. This is actually a funny story. Amy says, I just think no matter what you tell a doctor, they have seen and heard worse. And that's exactly what my wife was telling me. And she says to me, did you tell the doctor everything that's bothering you about your balls? I said, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She goes, everything? I go, yeah. She goes, I don't think you're being honest with me. And I go, I want you to write down everything that's bothering you and the history of this bothering since it took place on Sunday. And then read it back to me and then send it off to the urologist's office. So I'm communicating with, like, because you got big doc, you got physician's assistant, you've got nurses, and you've got the people who are getting these emails. So I'm communicating with them. So it's already bad enough that I had to write, hey, my balls hurt. And then they respond with, okay, we're scheduling a scrotal ultrasound. You got to get your scrotum ultrasounded. So I broke the news to Pooh Bear. I go, hey, I got to get an ultrasound on my sack. And she's like, I don't like the way this is sounding. I'm a little concerned. I go, well, I mean, yeah, I know. Fear of the unknown for sure. And that's when she said, have you been telling them everything? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. She said, I don't think you have. Now, I'm actually going to finish this story after I kick out the Facebook X and YouTube audience. Because part of that is like, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like if it's blasted out to those places, it's one less layer of insulation on this story. Tyler wrote, Queen of the Forest, quote, did you tell them you're only able to glaze one half my chin and lip now instead of most of my face? Joe Pellerito, the non-retarded Pellerito, writes, great name for a hard rock band, Scrotal Ultrasound. By the way, points to Joe Pellerito for a funny text exchange with the announcement yesterday about taking the Q100 sign down. Pellerito said, do I have to drive up north and have a talk with your boss? If you get it, you get it. So if you're watching the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube, I'm about to kick you out. Thank you for being here, though. So I manned up, and I will read to you word for word what I wrote to the person who answers the email at the urologist. And it's different people. The first email I got was from a Caitlin who asked me, what side is your ball pain? Then I talked to a Holly and sent this along yesterday. This is where I have to just ignore all those alarms in my head saying, Eric, you don't need to talk about this shit. I say, fuck that. It's embarrassing to talk about, but you should know that this started shortly after intercourse on Sunday. I think I've shared that with you. The finasteride pharmaceuticals that I'm taking virtually eliminates the possibility of ejaculation. This is a similar sensation to being blue ball. I don't know if it has anything to do with my problem, but I figured the doc should know. This time, Lily gets her hands on my message and responds. I will forward the message on to Doc to review it too. Signed, Lily. So Lily, Holly, and Caitlin are no doubt having a field day laughing at me. Amanda says, does he have a blocked duct? Yeah, that's a good question because my first thought is maybe I have like trap jizz because I think I'm still making it and it might be kind of lodged in there. Like someone might have to like suck it out or something. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. All I know is my balls hurt. I got to get Pooh Bear on the phone here. She's home right now. She's in on this. She's the one who convinced me to have that conversation with them.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Is O'Neill in the house?
I don't know. I thought he was with you.
No, it just says he's out of the safe zone. So maybe he didn't come in? Yeah, he's down the street right now.
Well, how's that?
I must have forgot to bring him in. So I'm looking at the map right now. Let's see. Oh yeah, he's down the street. Hey, I'll come out and get him. I'll put this on hold.
Okay.
See ya. All right, folks. I gotta go get O'Neill. Stay there. This is you can write about it on the Big Fraud News Network. Cow fade. So many questions. Tyler writes, I wonder how long he's been outside. 45 minutes. He wandered down the street, so I had to run down there and get him. You can tell I'm out of breath. I can see the Big Fraud News Network now writing about this. I got that warning on the app saying, hey, your dog's outside of the safe zone.
Hello?
Hey, how about that?
That was silly.
Yeah. Now Bruce just stormed in here. Now here comes O'Neill.
Yeah. If all dogs leave outside, the one that runs away.
I must have been in a hurry to get in or something.
Yeah. Well, I saw you come in with the other two, and I go, oh, well, he must be up in the studio.
I got an alert on the tracking app that said he wandered out of the safe zone.
Well, thank goodness for that thing.
Yeah.
Because remember when Benny got out, and he was like wandering the streets for, I don't know.
Half a day. We didn't even know. We had no idea. The neighbors had to bring him in and open the door.
Yeah.
My God.
Somebody getting a drink?
Yeah, Bruce is getting a drink. You can hear that, huh?
Yeah.
So, I was just informing the audience about you convincing me that I needed to be frank with these people about my testicle pain.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you exactly. Well, how come you thought that?
Well, just because. Well, I mean, if you, you know, if you don't tell them the full story, they don't. They need to, you know, have the full story so they know exactly what might be going on.
It just felt weird to have to write that I can't jizz, you know, on there.
You just send them a message saying my balls hurt for no and no.
Yeah.
Maybe no reason behind it. They're gonna be like, what the hell? Yeah.
So did I read to you what exactly I wrote?
You told me, yeah. I don't think we need to discuss that on the air.
Oh, I already did. I already read the exact worded. I actually read what I wrote on the air. Everybody knows that I cannot jizz.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, I know. I can still get a boner.
Yeah.
Very exactly. Painful, very uncomfortable. So I'm thinking maybe Amanda suggested that, well, I mean, we don't, no one in this audience or me knows, but someone said maybe there's some kind of blockage, like there's some kind of like jizz clog.
That's what I said. Maybe it's like a...
Yeah?
Shoots out.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? All we heard was shoots out.
I said, maybe it's like a zit. You just need to, like, squeeze your balls really hard and it'll shoot out.
Well, I don't know about that. Amanda says, check WebMD, but I don't ever do that. I don't ever go on WebMD. Because that's dangerous. People try to diagnose themselves on it, and I talked to my doctor about that. He said, stay away from that thing. It's a goddamn trap.
Yeah, then you start getting all, like, paranoid, and then you start, what is that called when you're hypochondriac?
I don't know. Now Amanda writes, LOL, it was a joke. That's a perfect example. Amanda is one of the dumber people in the audience.
That's not nice.
Well, it's true, and she knows it, but she writes, check WebMD, and then she follows it up with, LOL, it was a joke. It's like, there's no way anybody could have assumed that was a joke through two words, check WebMD. What are you doing over there? What the fuck is happening? What's going on?
What happened?
I don't know. You got something in your mouth.
I couldn't suck on my chip anymore. I had to bite it.
That's really strange.
I was trying to keep it until I got off the phone with you, and it was getting all soggy in my mouth, so I had to crunch.
Chris says, will you please mute when you're eating the drywall?
All right. Word. Okay,
so we got the dog back. Everybody knows I can't jizz. Everything's good.
Sounds good. Okay. All right.
All right, see you.
See you, bye.
Sucks getting old. But the thing is, this isn't supposed to happen when you're only 53 years old. This is supposed to happen when you're like 83 years old. So I've got the balls of a withered old man. Jimmy writes, soggy in my mouth. And then he writes, like, quote, like Zane's cock. Yeah, there's the context. Eric, we heard you say cock. We talked yesterday, I can't remember if it was on the free podcast or the Patreon, about the conjoined twins. I forget their names. They had that TLC show. I'll show you the video in a second. Who one of them got married. And we were all flabbergasted by it. And it was said more than once, we have so many questions. The first question was having sex. You got two heads and then a body. What it looks like, honestly, is a person with two heads. It's the oddest goddamn thing in the world. We talked about when the husband has sex, because they share sex organs. Do both women have orgasms? There was a question brought up about giving birth. Well, I think Stevie sent me a terrific video, which I'm going to share with you, of a lady on TikTok who does a good job of asking even better questions. Okay. Let's see. Where is it? There you go. Audio check, video check. Let's get into this. There they are, their first dance. Okay.
Hey, friends. So here are the facts. That is Brittany and Abby Hensel, and they used to have a TLC show together. They have two separate nervous systems, two brains, two hearts, four lungs, three kidneys, two gallbladders, two stomachs, one set of small and large intestines, one pelvis, one bladder, one set of reproductive organs, two social security numbers, and he only married one twin and is in love with one twin.
I like her. Whoever she is, I like her.
Abby. And here are the questions. What is happening during the honeymoon? What's happening?
Oh, she's great.
Right? What happens if Britt, who is the single, not married twin, decides that she wants to date?
Okay. Now, we did not even get that far. But, oh, my God. Fucking A.
The married twin is going on the date with her, and her husband feels what? What happens if she wants to hook up with the guy she's on a date with? Because they share a pelvis. Oh, no. So then technically his wife is getting run through by the boyfriend, right?
Yes. Technically his wife is getting run through by the boyfriend.
What happens if Britt wants to marry?
I'm glad that her questions are even more involved than my questions. You know, some people might say, easy, this is all rude what you're doing, or these questions are rude. It's like, I don't think they are at all. I think this is important. In my opinion, Britt and Abby, all these questions, I see dollar signs. I see dollar signs here. God damn it. Get an in real life Twitch show going. And I would sign up for that shit all day.
So then his wife is technically getting married to another guy. And then what happens on the honeymoon of the second husband? Because the wife is also there. Is the other husband there?
Ooh.
Who knows? If they both get married, who are they sleeping in the bed with at night?
Like,
Is it a giant bed with two husbands and both of them? What if one doesn't want to? So they have two different nervous systems and two different brains, but they share a pelvis and reproductive organs. So what happens when one of the twins or the non-married twin doesn't want to, but the married twin does, and they both feel everything, but he's only in love and married to one of them?
Wow.
Very strange situation. Both of them feel everything because they share everything basically from the waist down. Pregnancy, how does that work? They do have reproductive organs. They only have one set. So what if the married one wants to get pregnant and have a baby, but the other one's trying to date and doesn't want to be pregnant while they're dating or doesn't want to be pregnant at all? What if one of them wants to take birth control, but the other one wants to get pregnant? And then if they do get pregnant and have a baby, who is the mother on the birth certificate? There's just so many questions. And I just, you know, I'll take one for the team.
Oh, that's incredible. I like how she had written it all down. She had the notes taken. I think this could lead to an entirely new set of questions. Amanda says, damn it, I was hoping she had answers. Well, how the hell would she have answers? Some vlogger. That doesn't make, that's a dumb thing to even think. That she, some lady, would have the answers to these very, very invasive questions. God. You might need to sit a couple plays out here. Bob says, dude that married has dibs on the vag. Chris says, if we could land the interview, this could explode the Big Fraud News Network. Wingnut says, is it considered a threesome if a guy has sex with them? Chris says, this is so interesting. Now, honestly, if, let's say the kink was like the dude who married the chick, he's all about it. Like he can't be happier. It actually turns him on that he's having sex with a wife who has two heads. And she loves it too. And then they marry a fourth guy who's also into it. And the two dudes are bisexual. You'd have the greatest fucking orgy ever. Jimmy says, what if the guy has two dicks? Tyler writes, I need to know how 69 works. Is the other sister taking the dude's knee to the face the whole time? Or are they like both going to town on his crank? Oh my God. This is intense. Okay, they could do a one-time only pay-per-view. Kind of like Elvis around the world from Hawaii. Closed circuit in the theaters. With Colonel Tom Parker. Have these chicks who are one but two, you know, and the guy, and just the world asks the most bold questions ever. No one gives a shit about tact and politeness and just asks, all right, can you maybe demonstrate a 69 for us? These three make millions of dollars. Does one wear a bag while the other has sex? I wonder if the mom and dad, who they did have an opportunity to separate these kids when they were little, said, no, we didn't want to risk losing both of them because it was a high risk that they could both die. I wonder if they ever considered these problems. I'm not saying that they did the wrong thing by leaving them conjoined. I mean, these two are very healthy and happy, it seems. So, I mean, goddamn, if each of these people, you know, if they were separated and, you know, they would each only have one arm and one leg and they'd have to, like, build a pelvis. It would be so fucked up. So I'm 1,000,000% convinced that they made the right decision in leaving them conjoined. But I wonder if they ever considered their daughter having sex with a dude while the other one is right there. Shit, this is the greatest mystery, okay? This is more mysterious on Good Friday than Jesus rising from the dead on Easter. So many things. I mean, truth be told, we know what happened on Easter. Baby Jesus rose from the dead. So that's not really that mysterious. It's fantastic. But my God, we have got to know. Chris says, my brain is going to be fucked up all weekend trying to analyze this. Tyler says they could have the most lucrative OnlyFans page ever. Just slap a GoPro on the sister's head to film everything up close and personal to the action. Yeah, my mind is blown. There's only one thing to do. That's bring in a man who can provide some perspective on something as intriguing as this.
You know, it's hard to follow jizz pain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm blocked.
I would imagine.
So that's no good. But we went from that to the discussion about the twins. Britt and Abby, the conjoined twins.
I just caught the edge of that. I had a phone call.
No, dude. So are you aware of what's happened?
No. Break it up for me.
Okay. These conjoined twins, it's basically a chick with two heads.
Oh.
I mean, it's as outrageous as you can imagine it in your mind's eye right now. It's more outrageous to look at. They did a very popular TLC show. They're very healthy and happy and, for the most part, famous. And one of them, and it's two heads, two arms. Everything else is normal. Two arms, two legs. The one girl controls the left arm, left leg. The other girl controls the right arm, right leg. Everything from the waist down is shared. All right? And the one just got married.
Well, how does one get married? One didn't get married.
Well, the guy married Britt. I forget which one he married, but there's pictures of them dancing, you know, their bridal dance. And he's dancing with two heads.
How does he get along with her sister?
I think great. And so there's so many amazing questions here. Like we had someone, some YouTuber was, or person on TikTok was saying, the honeymoon, the wedding night, what's sex like between them? I mean, that's intense. Can you imagine if you were a Siamese twin with your brother? I don't know if you have a brother
at all. No.
And you were having sex with your wife, and your brother was right there. His head was right there going, yeah, give it to her.
Yeah, just give me pointers. Of course, he knows everything I know. Like, there's never a moment where I had different experiences right. than him. That's such a unique perspective on the world, man. I can't imagine that. And I feel bad about thinking it's funny because they didn't pick that life.
No, not at all. But I think they're kind of rolling with it. And they're kind of cute in a two-headed derp way.
So if you had your choice of two-headed partners, this is the one you pick?
Oh, yes, yes. Of all the two-headed people that exist on the planet, I would want to have sex with these two.
Okay, well,
There's many opportunities. Can you imagine if they went to Vegas and started a brothel with just them as the only prostitutes? You know, people would come from all around the world to have sex with a woman with two heads.
I imagine that's right. There are some sickos out there.
Sickos? Are you crazy?
You're into it, huh?
If my wife, I'll bet you that if I said, honey, I get to have sex with a two-headed woman, would you sign off on it? She'd say, you do it.
Now, how hot would it be if they were in their 70s?
Oh, that's the most hot.
Yes, there you go.
As everybody knows, I like old women. And then there was the idea of, what if the other one starts dating and she wants to hook up with her boyfriend? Does that mean that the guy who's married to the chick, his wife is now having sex with the other one's boyfriend?
I just want to know what happens if the guys don't get along.
Oh, my God. This is all mind-blowing, all of this.
It's one of those perspectives that you never consider in your life. I've never considered that. For a while, I wanted to be a twin. You know, I just wanted to have a twin so you can mess with adults, I think. I think everybody has that desire at some point. But, I mean, not conjoined. I mean, does anybody wish that?
Megan writes, you don't have enough juice for one woman, Eric. Well, how can you can't handle two? Aw.
She's, it's only one.
She's right.
Only one juice input, though.
Yeah. If I were to ever have sex with another woman again, I would have to announce ahead of time, hey, by the way, I don't have jizz. Oh, God. Fucking horrible.
You just have to face. That's what some people do.
That's terrible. All right. So anyway, what's your week been like, Rick, from TC Paintball?
I'm trying to get some work done outside when the weather is bearable out there. You know, project here, project there. Typical day in the life.
Are you following the basketball tournament, the NCAA tournament?
I am. I'm just for the highlights, really, you know, and the upset stories and whatnot. So, I mean, I get into that a little bit. I haven't even looked at my bracket in like a week, so I'm not even sure how I'm doing there.
Yeah, I almost forgot that they played yesterday.
Yeah, I woke up to some highlights, and I was like, shit, I forgot to turn any games on.
Right. So this weekend, what's going to involve most of your time? You have anything you're excited about?
You know, it's having a weekend oriented business. It's kind of a bummer when you run into like a holiday weekend that's going to affect you. So Sunday's going to hurt a little bit. It's not going to be like a normal Sunday, which hurts me from a business perspective, but it's going to be nice to have a little bit of time off and spend some time with the family, you know.
Can't you do like a Easter themed event? Maybe like a paintball Easter egg hunt, or maybe instead of capture the flag, capture the Jesus.
Yeah, but I want the day off. You know what I mean? So we typically do like hide some Easter eggs around the facility on the Saturday, you know, and put some candies in there, or maybe some, you know, free passes and free this, free that from the paintball world. So we do that. So we do kind of lean into that just a little bit. But I don't want to do anything on Sunday. I want to take a day off. I'm here every Sunday just about, or somewhere anyway. And I want to take a day off because the family's got the day off. So not that I'm religious at all, but I'd like to have the day off.
The center of the political world is going to be Grand Rapids, Michigan on Tuesday. Have you heard who is visiting?
Oh, yeah. He, in fact, you should give him a call about that.
Trump is coming to town. That's a great idea. Sometime between now and then, we've got to get him on to discuss it. I'm guessing that I could get Trump on. And we could conference call and call local businesses and have Trump talk to them and see if he can get free shit.
You might have just found some pay-for content. That's good stuff right there. That's a Patreon joint.
I like that. I like the way we're thinking. Let's see. Chris says, have a dude in a rabbit costume running around and you blow its head off with paintballs.
Okay.
Maybe something for the future. All right. Real good. Well, anything else on your mind that you want to break down for us?
No, I got nothing. I'm a little bit lax today. Looking forward to the 28th when we have another paintball war. Hopefully we get to get a bunch of them out there. We're doing some redesign work on our outdoor village, so I'm hoping to have the lion's share of that done by the time that day hits. So that'll be good. It'll be a good time.
I talked to the Mexicans. And they're excited. And actually, I talked to Gabe, the Honduran. So, but he's
they're actually playing Sunday too.
I'm sorry.
They're playing this Sunday too. They got reservations for 1 o'clock this Sunday.
I love those guys and girls.
Absolutely, yeah, those good guys.
All right, Rick. Thank you.
All right, I will talk to you soon.
Yeah, buddy. Rick's mind blown by two-headed woman. My God. Yeah, we'll have to do something with Trump with the visit coming on Tuesday. A little bit more on that. You see, what it boils down to right now, the hot thing with Trump, Bible sales, get the Trump Bible. And whenever there's a murder in the United States that happens to be committed by a person who is undocumented, okay? There could be 500 murders in the United States in a given day. And if one of those murders happens to be from an undocumented immigrant, that means all 500 were committed by undocumented immigrants. At least that's what the right would like you to think, so that you will vote for closing the border or whatever the fuck is going on there. People get murdered in this country every goddamn day. It just so happens last week, some asshole shot his girlfriend, and they found her dead on the side of the highway. Just so happens the asshole was an undocumented immigrant. He had got into the country at one point. They caught him. They sent him back years ago. He gets in again, and sure as shit, this happens. So now it immediately becomes a political football to try to get stupid people like some of you to vote for Donald Trump. That's what's happening right now. That is the new hot topic. So since that happened here, that means that Trump, he's keeping track of all the murders that take place that are confirmed undocumented immigrants. And he's like, fuck yes, we got to go have a rally. Somebody get me Lee Greenwood on the phone, all right, and Ted Nugent, and get a few thousand Bibles and some of my Trump shoes, and we're going to go sell them in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is a real stronghold for us. This is all true. This is actually happening. My God. There you go. Former President Donald Trump to visit Grand Rapids on Tuesday. He's expected to speak at Davos Place Convention Center 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, which probably means 6:30 p.m. Avoid downtown. Avoid downtown. Or go downtown. A Thursday release indicated he will deliver remarks about President Biden's immigration policies. In a statement, Michigan Republican Chair Pete Hoekstra, he's part of the problem, cited the death of 25-year-old Ruby Garcia, who authorities said was killed by Brandon Ortiz Vitae. He re-entered the United States after being deported in 2020. Quote, West Michigan suburban families, Hoekstra said, are now facing the fact that the worst issues of the southern border have now made their way into our backyard. This is now the second murder by an illegal immigrant in the last year in Kent County. One is a tragedy. Two is a trend. That's bullshit. Okay? That's absolute bullshit. I mean, yes, two people have been killed by undocumented immigrants. But that doesn't mean you shut down the goddamn border because one out of 100 is a bad apple, or one out of 1,000, or one out of 10,000. Jesus Christ. In both cases, the suspects were or had been in relationships with the women who were killed. Michigan will again be an important battleground in the November election, which will again see Trump and Biden vying for the White House. A recent poll put the two in a statistical dead heat in Michigan. Both are expected to be in the state often before the election. My gut tells me Trump wins this going away. Biden's too inept, unfortunately. Democrats are making reproductive rights a key platform issue. Republicans are pointing to immigration and drugs. West Michigan is not going to accept illegal immigrants, making us feel unsafe in our community. They don't make me feel unsafe. Speak for yourself, asshole. President Trump deported this man in 20 and somehow he got back into the country. It's unacceptable. They're just using this as a political football, trying to stoke fear into simple-minded assholes who don't know any better so that they'll vote for Trump. That's what's happening. Trump has promised to secure our border and focus on making our community safe again, and he will deliver, said Hoekstra. I remember I went to, I was at an event with Pete Hoekstra. Nice guy. Nice guy. It's too bad he's fucking ruined and retarded with all this shit. He was with me at the AT Children's Project event back in probably about 10, 15 years ago. Nicest guy in the world. He was a supporter of AT. Too bad he's a fucking idiot. Arrests for illegal crossings at the southern border were at a record high in December. They dropped significantly in January and then increased slightly in February. The Associated Press reported, citing federal data. Meanwhile, this guy is an asshole of the day candidate. That would be State Representative Matthew Maddock. He's a Republican from Milford. He got his hands on a photo of three buses at Detroit's Metropolitan Airport Wednesday night. That's all he knew. Three buses. Somehow, he gets the idea that those buses are full of undocumented immigrants that have been transported from a plane into those buses and are now going somewhere. Now, truth be told, if that were the case, what you would then have there would be moms and dads and little kids frightened with nothing but the clothes on their back, looking to start a new life in America. The same thing that anyone who has ever done when they came into the country, looking for a new life, land of opportunity, land of the free, home of the brave, bring me your tired, your poor, all that shit on the Statue of Liberty. If that were the case. But the language that is used by people like Matthew Maddock are that these are, well, I'll just use his words. In the quote, happening right now, three buses just loaded up with illegal invaders at Detroit Metro. Anyone have any idea where they're headed with their police escort? It turns out the people on the buses were going to Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. And you're like, what? Was there like, is there like an illegal or undocumented immigrant spot where they can have sanctuary? Where they can? Is that what's happening? No, God damn it. They were going into the Little Caesars Arena because that was the Gonzaga basketball team getting ready for this week's games that are in Detroit. This dumb motherfucker somehow managed to the Gonzaga basketball team became illegal invaders. Well, he posted that. And then that fat fuck, Justin Barclay, he retweeted it with his giant eyes like, oh, no. And then the whole world started to catch on that this dumb fuck did this and started to rip him a new asshole. Fat fuck Justin, he deletes it. Dirty delete, you dumb fucking asshole. Yeah, it was Gonzaga. The Zags. My God, they're playing Purdue. Wait, they might have played last night. I don't even know who won. Or do they play tonight? I don't know. Who gives a shit? Maddock, as of yesterday, had not deleted the post. Despite the internet mocking. A community note. Correction and State Senator Mallory McMorrow, a Democrat from Royal Oak, saying the message was rude and frankly dangerous in a separate post. In fact, fuckface, what's his name again? Matthew Maddock? I already forgot. Yeah, Matthew Maddock. He doubled down. I mean, at this point, if you post that the Gonzaga basketball team is illegal invaders and you're stoked, you're doing all that shit that happens all the time where people are like, uh-oh, I find it interesting that Justin Barkley eating shit, posting it, misinformation, bullshit, bullfuck. That happens all the goddamn time. If you do that, you pretty much have to go, well, I fucked up. Or at the very least, just dirty delete it and never speak of it again. Never. Never. This asshole, he adds onto it and writes, we know this is happening. Hundreds of thousands of illegals are pouring into our country. We know it's happening in Michigan. Our own governor is offering money to take them in. Yeah, who's going to believe the guy who recklessly posts that the Gonzaga basketball team are illegal invaders? You just got to take the L. I mean, I've taken many an L over a lot less. Just take that L. That's the quickest way to call off the dogs. Maddox appears to be highlighting, quote, Republican concerns, basically wild conspiracies and fear-mongering, about undocumented migrants crossing the nation's southern border with Mexico and subsequently being relocated to so-called sanctuary cities throughout the U.S. It's one of the hot-button issues this election cycle, according to this MLive article. But in this case, no migrants were present, just student athletes. Quote, a lot of people are making fun of Maddox for this, but it's important to acknowledge the dangerous rhetoric he used while spreading his misinformation, said Sam Englert, executive director of Progress Michigan, a progress advocacy group, in a statement. Maddox and so many Republicans across the country are carelessly using militaristic language to describe an already marginalized group of people. This type of dehumanization inevitably leads to violence, and we cannot let Republicans get away with using it to divide our communities and put people in danger. That part, I believe. Again, if that was a bus full, three buses full of undocumented migrants, the way I describe them is the way they would be. They would not be looking to kill people. They would not be looking to run drugs. They'd be frightened, cold, and hungry, and looking for a way to start a new life. What the fuck is wrong with that? Unbelievable. Tyler writes, quote, we know this is happening. Thousands of illegals are posing as college athletes to sneak in our country. This needs to stop. Becky writes, says, looks like he finally deleted the tweet. The comment section was a dumpster fire. Trump deported him, like escorted him out. Doubtful. Yeah, and I don't know when he got deported. I mean, Trump was made president. Well, it had, okay, if Trump started and was inaugurated in January of, wait a minute. I'm getting my timelines messed up. It didn't say when he was deported exactly. I guess we can assume it was during the Trump administration. Who knows? Who gives a fuck? People get deported all the goddamn time. My God. Joe Martinez checks in. A representative, our Mexican representative, one of several. You got Tito, you got Joe Martinez, Alejandro. Gabe is Honduran. Close enough. Joe refers to Maddox as another douchebag. I am so excited about what is going to happen with this upcoming election. I mean, no, I'm not voting for Trump. Yes, I will vote for Biden. Am I concerned about Biden's well-being? Well, I don't know if I'm concerned like I am for my dad, but I don't think he's healthy. But I would still rather take a senile Joe Biden than Trump. Becca says it would be fine if they were white. Joe adds, just as many drugs came into the U.S. when shithead was the so-called president as of now or at any time. Yeah, exactly. It's not going to change anything. They're just using that as a stepping stone to the White House, trying to drum up fear amongst Americans. And whenever there actually is a moment in time of the 400 million people that live here in the U.S. that a undocumented immigrant kills somebody, they use that as a political football to try to further their political stance and get themselves elected, which is disgusting. It's horrible that people have to die in this country, but people die every goddamn day in this country. Murder happens all the time. I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. So if 999 fucking shithead white guys kill somebody, but one Mexican kills somebody, that means all Mexicans kill people. It's so stupid. God damn it. Don't even get me started. We already did get started. Huh. Folks, this show, the live stream on Twitch and Facebook, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Update on the car dolly. I went with Nick, the electrician's advice, and found a Z-Speed-like mobile mechanic right here in beautiful Jenison, Michigan. His name is Alex. He's going to be at the house Monday to replace the bearings on the car dolly. Thank you for the suggestion, Nick. The dilemma, as we talked about on the show, was I couldn't get the car dolly to where it needed to be fixed because it won't roll. And when I tried to explain to fuckhead Kyle from a company that used to advertise on the show that it was too big to haul in my truck, he didn't understand. That was the hardest thing to explain to him. Holy shit. All right. Big Fraud Saturday comes up tomorrow. We will get started at 11 a.m. with Who Are These Free Beers? You don't want to miss that. You can be part of the live stream as we, you can watch the show live and at 11 if you are a Tier 2 Patreon member. You can sign up for a Tier 2 Patreon right now and get 7 days free, just like Greg, the hate listener. Just reach out, patreon.com, patreon.com/Eric Zane, and sign up for 7 days free. You can get the show free. This is a Q100 listener. Q100.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, who's this?
Good morning. Sticker Man, who's this?
It's Eric Zane.
Oh, the new guy.
Yeah, did you say Sticker Man or Dicker Man?
Sticker.
Oh, okay. Label. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you said sticker because Dicker Man would be weird.
Well, yeah. I think I'd get on my bike and go see those people.
Yes, yes. Definitely want to go
and
with...
And then bring my friend. Yeah, bring my friends with me. Hey, things are good this morning. I'm in Alabama.
Yeah.
I'm a rocker out of Michigan. I followed the Q100 since you guys been open.
Nice.
I post a Floydian slip every Sunday night.
Okay.
I thought I'd give you guys a call and see if you'll play We Built the City on Rock and Roll. Is that something that Jerry would allow?
I hope so. I mean, why wouldn't he? I mean, he's known for his love of Jefferson Starship.
Well, I know that he brought the archive trailer out from underneath the Ambassador Bridge that was all full of the oldie records that we play.
Right.
I'm so glad he did.
Right, right.
And the guy, the Dark Side of the Moon, you know, we got the moon up there with the vault with all the good oldies from Pink Floyd.
Love it.
Yeah, so we play them every Sunday night. So anyways, I was thinking if we could dedicate the We Built This City on Rock and Roll to all my customers in Traverse City.
What line of work are you in, Sticker Man?
I'm in stickers. I sell labels.
Oh,
stickers.
Well, oh, my God. Of course. Okay,
let me give you a picture. Let me give you a picture. Crawford County Road Commission, those big orange trucks.
Yeah.
Those stickers on the doors are mine from 2020.
Oh, my God. So you
Rock
like...
County.
Uh-huh.
And Traverse County.
Uh-huh.
Otsego.
You do them all.
Oscoda, Wexford. Yeah, I've been up here since 94.
All right, well...
I'm in Alabama riding a motorcycle.
Okay,
I'll
now...
I'll be back here in 2 weeks.
Oh, so you're just visiting Alabama.
Yes.
Okay.
I live in Higgins Lake.
Okay, excellent. Well,
yeah.
I love it. An entrepreneur spirit, the Sticker Man. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, I'll come and see you guys soon when I come in.
You got it.
Jerry knows me. Yeah, Jerry knows me well. So does Joe Mama. Tell the crew I said hi. And if you'll dedicate that song to all my customers in Traverse City, they're going to just blow a gasket.
Okay, Sticker Man. Well, you be safe. Keep it between the lines.
That's right, man. Both tires down.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Love the channel.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know how the hell he got my number. He seemed like a nice guy, though. The Sticker Man. All right. I thought I... took the phones off forward. That's interesting to me. Chris says, I wish Cecil with a Y would have answered. What type of work are you in? Stickers. Linda says he had no idea that you're in Grand Rapids. I've had one person ask me that. I don't know how he sniffed it out. He goes, where are you? I go, I'm at the radio station. No, I mean, but where? And I said, well, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm in Grand Rapids. I think I talked to you about that already. Now I'm repeating myself. All right. Where was I? I was trying to do some sponsor reads. This show, the managed IT service provider for the podcast, is Blue Frost IT. They take care of my tech things. If there's anything wrong, thank you to them. You can find them at bluefrostit.com or bluefrostit.com. Vouch combines content creators with small business. My Vouch store, the link is in the show notes of the audio podcast, or you can just go to vouch.store/Eric Zane. I sell pet supplies. I sell... the toothbrush. I sell coffee. I sell campcraft cocktails and top of the line percussion massagers. That's right. Small business combining with content creators to give you Vouch. I think Trucker Dan just started on Vouch. Remember Trucker Dan out of Wisconsin by way of Portland, Maine? He has his angling show. What's it called? Anal angling or something? Online angling? Angling Dan? He does a very fun fishing YouTube show. He just teamed up with Vouch. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. No matter where you are in the U.S., you can take advantage of this. Life insurance is what I'm talking about now. I'm in the process of this right now of getting a brand new policy from Frank. Don't go any amount of time without life insurance. To get started, go to buyinsurancehere.com. BUYinsurancehere.com. It'll cost you a very small amount of money to get your life insured, especially if you're young, super preferred, non-smoker, you know, and you're going to want to do this because at the end of the day, what's going to happen to your wife and kids if you, something that is unlikely but unspeakable, were to happen to you. what's going to happen? EZ, don't make me think about it. No, I want you to think about it. You have to think about it. I had a 20-year policy that just expired. I paid $38 a month for it. And it insured me for $500,000. That was great knowing that I had that. Right now, I'm getting a new policy because that one expired. When you get older, it costs more. So get lock it in now. Some of you young bastards, Tyler, Megan, even if you're like single, get a life insurance policy. If they're dirt cheap and you can transfer who the beneficiary is as your life changes, okay? Go to buyinsurancehere.com and start the process of having a phone call with Frank Fuss. He's a legend. Speaking of Megan and her beautiful smile and her perfect hair and her shining face, beautiful teeth, her unbelievable charm, wit, and energy on display at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600. In my opinion, on the Mount Rushmore of beauty. Whole beauty. Go there just to see her. Like, even if they were shitty at repairing cars, you'd want to go just to see Megan. I mean, in a crazy, topsy-turvy, hypothetical world, if you brought your car there and then you got it back and it didn't even have brakes on it, it'd still be worth it because you got a chance to see Megan. But as it stands, they are the greatest facility at repairing cars in all of West Michigan. 616-532-6600. We were hearing via the chat from Senor Martinez, Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. Make sure you reach out to him right about now to schedule for getting your AC tuned up. It won't be long till it's going to be getting warm. You want that working in working order. So get on the schedule today. 616-516-8579. One more. I'm doing these in one big bunch. I'm doing the first half of them in a big bunch. More show. And then the last half in a big bunch. So very important that you, I keep these top of mind with you. When it comes to mortgages, still my man. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Another sponsor that's gone all across the U.S. He's got offices in every state. Reach out at 231-332-6505 for the number one in America voted on the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Have them roll out the red carpet for you so you can get into your mortgage today. Maybe you want to get some money out of your home. You know, you've owned it for a while and you want to, I don't know, get a new roof, pay off a tax bill. 231-332-6505. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam and doorbell, 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right, rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay and that app, and oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes, they walk up to the door, they punch it in, the door unlocks, in they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com, for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores. Starting around May 20th, this thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com. All right. Okay. Nothing gets people more worked up than when transgender person, like in this case, born a dude and has become a chick, then decides to get into some type of athletic endeavor. Now, when you have an individual sport like weightlifting, that's where the drama can occur. I think there was something in the Olympics where there was a born a dude and became a chick and then was a weightlifter. And I don't think one goal. Then there was swimmer who was born a dude, became a chick, and started kicking everybody's ass in swimming. Well, it's happened again. I got to ask Pooh Bear about this. I love it when she's home. It just makes, you know, life is so much easier. She might be taking a nap. Wakes up.
Hello?
Hey, you taking a nap?
Taking a little rest until I have to take a shower.
So, today was, since it's spring break, right?
Yeah.
Do you get next week off?
Yeah.
The whole week?
Yeah, but I got to work at the Y Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you woke up today. Well, first of all, I got you up at 6:40 to go to work, right?
Yeah, even though I told you I had it off.
And then you said, shut up, I'm going back to bed. You went back to bed.
Mm-hmm. Then I got up at 7:30.
And now it's nap time.
That's nap time.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Then right. I got to go take a shower and then go do my errands. Because, you know, our kids are adults. They're in their 20s, but they still went out Easter egg hunt.
Oh, we're doing the Easter egg hunt again.
Yeah.
All right. Who's all going to be there?
I think it's just Jackie, Justin, and Maddie.
What about Ash?
I think he's with his family, I think. I'll double check.
How come the grandkids aren't involved?
Well, I asked Aubrey what they were doing, and she said she was going to go visit her grandma because she's really not doing well.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's all I would say. So, I don't know.
So, do you remember the story about the person that was born a dude and then became a chick and started swimming with the women and was beating all the women's, like kicking ass? I forget the name.
Leah Thomas or something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay or is that wrong, right?
I feel it is because he's still got a bunch of, testosterone that is beating, that's not a fair playing field, I don't think.
I mean, I don't have an answer to this. I don't have an answer either.
I mean, but I heard that the one girl from, I can't remember what her name is where she's from, but she beat him, I think, or her.
Yeah, that's good.
And so she gets to go to the Olympic trials and Leah doesn't.
Oh, all right. Well, so it all worked out. It all worked out. Oh, my God. It would be such a circus if Thomas, kept a lady out of the Olympic trials.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, there's a story going around about some weightlifting event where a 57-year-old transgender female born a dude won. And, I mean, everybody's losing their shit about this. And, I think part of it is, I mean, I don't think it's, I feel like you, but it seems to me like when this happens, people then also feel the way we do, but they do it in a way that makes it seem like they hate them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. They're a little bit aggressive about it.
Yeah, it's like too much. And Bill Simonson just posted something on his Huge Show page about Born a Man, you know, just the same old shit. And yeah. it opens the door towards to every wacko to leave a comment that's hurtful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just seems like it's tricky to tackle this in a goddamn Facebook post that way. And because it leads to every asshole in the world saying something incendiary, which, you know, I mean, if they want to look like someone who hates somebody, fine. But I mean, we've had conversations with Ash where we've said, I know I've said to Ash, yeah, I don't think that's fair.
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't think it is either. That's the thing.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I look no further than Bruce, formerly Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, because not only does Caitlyn Jenner speak from, in a competitive standpoint, the most incredible athlete in the history of the country, arguably, for the 1976 Olympics performance in the decathlon.
Yeah.
As a man, but also is transgender, says no. This should not be happening. To me, that's the most authoritative opinion that could be thrown into this.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it.
For sure.
Yeah, that's all I need to look at is Caitlyn Jenner. I will defer to an expert on athletics, competition, and, you know, being transgender.
Right.
But
yeah, I agree. I agree with Caitlin, because that's, like I said, you know, there's still a certain amount of testosterone that is an advantage over a female that, you know.
Well, yeah, I more larger muscle mass. And it's just fucked up. I'm sorry. We can't have this. Sorry.
Absolutely.
Sorry. It's important to have equal rights. But not this. It's just not going to work. I don't have the answer, but that's not the answer.
I agree.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
So you're off next week. Did you know that?
Yeah, I am.
I know it. I'm very happy.
Yeah, spring break.
Do you have puppies with you right now?
Yes, I do.
How many?
They're asleep. Three. One's on the floor, though. The other two are on the bed sleeping.
What a day.
I'm going to get up at 11:30 and go do my thing.
Sounds good. Okay. Much love.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.
So, I can say that without looking like a bigot, in my opinion. There's no one in the world who is less bigoted than me. I'm only bigoted toward MAGA people and assholes. Nick references the movies Ladybugs and Joanna Man settles it. Put wig on dude and dominate women's sports. Joe Martinez writes, have her massage your balls every day until it releases. There was one thing that I did look at. It's called prostate milking. Like a medical professional will actually stick something in your asshole and milk your prostate. It's like, I don't know if I want to do that. I would rather you just remove it at that point. Jimmy, local pig Jimmy, writes, someone has to fill in for Ashley and flash us tomorrow. I'll let you ladies work it out. Can you stop being disgusting, you filthy fucking basement-dwelling idiot? All right. Megan says, Jimmy, we like you. Don't be gross. Yeah, I'd like to think that we're a higher level of human being here. Not everybody here is a goddamn animal like Ashley and Jimmy. Jimmy says, ha, at least I didn't say cock. Shut up. All right. Patreon bonus podcast in moments. Let's see. All right. I would love to tell you that I've got something amazing to talk about on that show. But I actually don't have anything. It'll be a miracle if I'm even able to do anything interesting at all. Because as of right now, I have exhausted everything that I've wanted to talk about at this time. Nothing. Nothing to talk about. So I'll have to do some heavy lifting to figure that out. If you have a story that you think is interesting that you'd like me to address, by all means, send it. Eric@ericzancho.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. And if you ever stumble upon a story that you think is interesting, please send it along. Eric@ericzancho.com. Let's see. Jeff Agar checks in. Did I just hear you on 101.3? That's Johnny's dad. I voice tracked 101.3 all this week. And I'm going to be on next week, too, from like 2 to 7, I think. Playing the fun hits, you know. Again, king of all poverty media, your old pal, EZ. Asshole of the day, next. Hire me on Cameo today. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. They're $20. Get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. 3 locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Go see Gracie or Alex at 821 36th Street. Or Deidre or Taylor, I believe. Let me make sure on that. Yes. Alex is the one that I mixed up with Gracie because I'm a dumb shit. Anyway, kingsroom.net for exact locations, schedules, and whatnot. If you get your hair cut anywhere else, all I'm asking you to do is try King's Room once and mention me to your stylist. Kingsroom.net for King's Room Barbershop. Grand Rapids Gold. We had a game last night. We got smoked. It was awful. Larry Nance's kid, Pete Nance. God damn. You old timers will know the name Larry Nance. The last game is Saturday, tomorrow, and I want you to be there. GrandRapidsGold.com. Get a ticket for $14 and come see me and hang out in the final game of the year. If you've been looking to go to a Grand Rapids Gold basketball game, your final chance is tomorrow. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. They sponsor the studio. This show originates in the Impact Power Sports studio. And I want you to go see them. Something fantastic for you to enjoy the outdoors this summer. A brand new quad, ATV, UTV, motorcycle, perhaps an e-bike. That's the thing these days. They even got those powered scooters. Those are fun. You can get a Yamaha golf cart, Michigan's newest distributor of Yamaha golf carts, full service department, everything you need under one roof. Fantastic local business, Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com on 14 Mile in Rockford, Michigan. Check them out, 14 Mile, Rockford, Michigan, Impact Power Sports. Thank you. Rick from TC Paintball with us earlier. We've got a paintball event coming up on the 28th of April, the April Aggression. TC Paintball War number 24, the April Aggression. That is April 28th. TCPaintballGR.com. If you like to consume cannabis, I know a lot of you do. Some of you do it in a closet setting. You like don't like anybody to know. Like I don't like I care. Would you please make it it's worth your time and effort and money to head up to Greenville, Michigan to Green Medicine Shop. Their website is thegreenmedicineshop.com. cannabis medicinally cleaner, less yeast, less mold. I don't want to say better for you, but not as bad for you. And you enjoy it the way you've always enjoyed cannabis. Perhaps edibles, gummies, whatever. They've got all those snacks that you folks like to enjoy. Also CBD products. And if you're under 21, whether it's recreational, if it is recreational, you cannot consume cannabis products unless you have a med card. So if you're 18 or over, get your med card at thegreenmedicineshop.com and then head up to Greenville and buy. If you want to get your med card, it's $90. However, when you get it through their website, you get a $100 in-store credit. That's a great deal. All their cannabis products are not subject to the 10% Michigan excise tax, as recreational facilities have to charge you. TheGreenMedicineShop.com is their website. And finally, my man, the tax hobbit, Troy Ginzer. Tag Accounting, online at tagcpa.net. Call Troy today and get on the schedule to get your taxes done. You've got 16, wait a minute, today is 29, 30, 31. You have 17 days till the tax deadline. Still time. Even up to the final minute, you can still get tax services from Tag Accounting. 616-301-9516. Let's see. AMA for Patreon. Chris poses that question. Patrick wants me to talk about WrestleMania. It's a week away. I'm always kidding. Please don't take me too serious, says Jimmy. Yeah, I know, but it's just a touchy subject these days. Yeah, I don't know what we would do for an AMA. You can always have an AMA with me anytime you ask me questions. But so feel free to it. I sent a TikTok of the chick reading the Trump Bible. I remember you sending me that. We have to do that. I haven't even watched that. That sounds fun. We can feature that, and if we have an AMA. Asshole of the day yesterday was Joe Martinez. I forget why. I think he was being extra snarky. Asshole of the day today. Is the dumbass who said that the Gonzaga basketball team was a bunch of illegal invaders. I'll go with him and Justin Barclay just because he's a fat asshole. Asshole of the day, Matthew Maddox and Justin Barclay. Congrats to you on your win. That is my time. Talk to you on the Patreon later on. Hopefully very soon. Thanks, folks. Till next time. Bye-bye.